Okay, so the last year, we sort of got broken up when we were discussing the union of davening Betzibar and in a basic Knesset. As we brought out from the Mishnah Brura, that, I mean from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that there seems to be two inyanim over here. One inyan is davening in a basic Knesset, which is a mile of our tefillah. And there's a second inyan, which is davening with a tzibur, which is a mila also for our tefillah. Now, when we take a look at davening in a basic Knesset, the Mishbura says that this is true, and one should be mishtada, one should put in the effort to daven b'tzibur, even if it means davening b'yechidus. Still, there is a very strong inyan of davening in a basic Knesset. Therefore, when one is offered to daven in a house, and he has a choice to also daven in a shul, for example, sometimes they have to simchas, they have to avart, they have to shavuot brachos, they want to make a minyan in the house, not always is that the best choice. If they know that they can go to a basic Knesset, to daven in the basic Knesset is definitely better for their tefillah. And the idea behind this is that the Kedusha's basic Knesset, the Mokkaim of the basic Knesset, is a mila to help their tefillahs be answered easier. There is a nidoin in the Paiskim, what about the Ezes Nashim? Talking about Ezes Nashim, which is not used for Minyanim during the week. It's purely, it's totally, it's Ezes Nashim. Shevet Alevi and Chelik Tessim Mechav Ez Arichas about whether the Ezes Nashim has a Kedusha's basic Knesset or not. He brings down a vikuach between the Gedolei Achronim, if it's a lower darga of Kedusha's basic Knesset or it's the same darga. Therefore, again, if one has a choice to daven in the basic Knesset or in the Ezes Nashim, one should prefer the daven in the basic Knesset itself, where over there, there's a Kedusha mitzad the Mokkaim. So even if davening in the Ezes Nashim, you're mitzarev to the Minyan, which we'll discuss that in a different share, what consists of a tzirev of Minyanim for tzvila b'tziva. But the place, davening in the basic Knesset, has its Kedusha. And that's why we mentioned from the Mishnah Brura and others that even if you're davening the Yechidos, it would make sense to go to the basic Knesset to daven. Besides, if it would be cause the Chil Hashem, that people say, look how ladies davening and all that. There's another point over here that Rav Moshe has a tshuva, a very interesting tshuva, where there were two mispalalim, and they're two avelim, and they both need to daven for the amud. And the question was, should we split the minyan in the shul so that they both could have a minyan to daven in? And Rav Moshe goes on to say that no, they should not. He says, La'ani is da'iti aim lasis there. And over there we were discussing where the split would be that one minyan will be in the basic Knesset and one minyan will be in the praise den, the hallway. And he says three reasons for this. Number one, because there is no Sefer Torah in the hallway. And if we find that by Tachanun, that we do not do Nefilas HaPayim, we don't fall on our face when there's no Sefer Torah, it's established to say that also in Tefillah itself, there's a Adifus where there is a Sefer Torah. That's number one. Number two, he says, if the second room that they're davening in does not have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, then again, you're losing out on the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. And the third reason is because he says it's always better to daven B'roiv Am Hadas Melech, which is interesting that the more people that daven, it's more of a hiddur to, it's Hadras, it's a bigger hiddur to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Sefer Mabit writes that Roiv Am Hadas Melech is not just because there's more people over here, and therefore it's more of a hiddur and it's nicer for the king that a lot of people are davening together, but it's also a mila in our tefillah. He says it makes our tefillahs more misugol when there's 100 rather than when there's only 10. So these are the milas of davening in a basic kinesis. We'll see later also another tshuva for Rav Moshe where he's discussing a shaila that was asked him from L.A., where over there it was Yom Neroyim, and they did not have enough room in their basic kinesis to hold the entire minyan, so they wanted to rent out an auditorium. And the shaila was that auditorium is used for tayevos, whatever that means, was being used for things which are not proper. And the question was, should they use that auditorium or not? Rav Moshe said, from the fact that we see in halacha that there's an inyan to daven in beis knesset, so to daven in beis medrash. And according to some rishonim, which we don't pass like, but some rishonim hold even be yechidus, one should daven in a beis medrash, where he learns over the basic knesses where there'll be a minyan. So Rav Moshe says, you see the place that you daven on, the makom you're standing on, adds kedusha to the tefillah, and therefore, it's important that we find the right place. Now, especially that we're davening at home, shouldn't just be any place that we just stand in that we daven. We should find a place where we learn, where we daven, and
concentrate. What was the maskana with that tshuva with the stadium? What was it?
Oh, sorry, you're right. My mind went off. So Ramesha writes back that no, you should not rent out that auditorium. You should daven in the shul and figure out how you'll be able to have the minyanim. But he held they should not daven in that auditorium. This is one mila that we have, which is the basic kinesis. The second mila is tzibur. Now we find in the Gemara that Dvarim Shebekedusha should only be said B'tzibah. What's considered Dvarim Shebekedusha? We have Kaddish, Kedusha, what else we have? We have Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu. These are Dvarim Shebekedusha. So the Gemara tells us, in Brachas, Daf Chafal Fon Beis, how do we know that a yachid does not say kedusha, and the pasuk says, and from here the Gemara learns out that anything of kedusha, any words of kedusha, should not be with less than 10. The nikdashti, when you be mekadesh me, should be the sech b'nei Yisrael. Gemara continues to explain how do we know that the sech b'nei Yisrael is 10. The Gemara learns it out from the Meraglim, just like over there, the pasuk refers to the Meraglim with the Lashon of Eda. So too, over here, where it also uses the Lashon of Teich, it says, V'nigdashti v'teich b'nei Yisrael, and over there it says, Yibadu mi'teich ha'eda azayis, and Eda, and over there Eda was 10. The Meraglim was 10. So we learn out from there that Darvish of the Kedusha should be said with 10. The Yishami has other limudim to teach us the number 10. For Al Kapanim, 10 plays an important role. So that's the number 10. Now, Rav Moshe has an interesting limud. Maybe we'll discuss it more in a different share, but from the fact that we're learning out that 10 is from the Meraglim, says Rav Moshe, you see that you could even include in the minyan Mechalei Shabbos and those that do, those that are Kaifrim, because the 10 Meraglim were Kaifrim. They were Kaifrim in Hashem, and yet we're learning out the whole minyan of 10 from the Meraglim. Others argue with Rav Moshe very strongly, and they say, number one, all we're learning out is the number 10, that Teich is 10, not more than that. And number two, how can you go so far and say that they were considered Kaifrim on their Madrega? Of course they were considered Kaifrim, but not like the kifrim that we have. So this is a big machlekes of Moshe and others, if you could count in who you could count into the minyan. Again, Rav Moshe held you could. So many are semach on Rav Moshe, but we'll get back to this perhaps in a later share. Now, there's a big machlekes achrayinim. If this din that we find over here, that one is supposed to daven, one is supposed to say the worship of Kedusha with Asara, as being learned from this pasuk of Nikdashti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael, is this a din deraisa or it's a din derabanan? On the side that it's a din deraisa, it's a little shver. We have to figure out how that stems with the other machlekes Yishreinim of whether tefillah in general is a din deraisa or a din derabanan. So how can you have that you have to say the worship of Kedusha? Perhaps the mitzvah is that when you are saying Dvar Shem Kedusha, then you should have 10. So true, that which we are chayv and tefillah may be drabanan, but you need 10 when you say Dvar Shem Kedusha, that is a din drabanan. But I'll go upon him, that's when it comes to saying a Dvar Shem Kedusha. We need 10. The Indian that we're discussing now is a different Indian, which is that there's a milah to tefillah to daven Shemoneh Esrei with a tzibur, which is based on the Gemara. There was an interesting story that took place. Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, why didn't you show up in the shul to daven? So he says, he responded, I was not able to. So Rav Yitzchak said back, so why didn't you at least gather 10 people and daven? So he says, Trichali Milsa, it was hard for me to do it. So the Gemara goes on further, and the Gemara says, how did you know that there's even an union of davening with 10 people? So Gemara brings the passage, when is it Eis Ratzin? The Shosha Tziba Mispalel. When the Tziba is Mispalel together, then this is a Eis Ratzin. This is a time where our tefillahs are more makobo. And the Gemara goes on to tell us that when the tzibur dives together, their tefillahs are not moas, don't become moas, they don't come disgusting before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if there's chaitim, even if part of the people davening over there are sinners that do averis still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshav the tefillah. And the pasuk, they bring down another pasuk which teaches us that anyone who's Isaac and Torah Gmiz Chasanim and Davins with a Tziba, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, for the Ani, I will redeem you from within the other nations. So here we find that there's an importance of Tfilah B'Tziba. There's another Gemara in Brachas, where the Gemara is discussing over there freeing a Evan in order to have a minion. The Gemara says, how can you free a Evan? There's a Loisa say in the Torah, not to free Avodim. And the Gemara says, the Dvar Mitzvah Shani. The Gemara again further on says, Mitzvah Derabim Shani, which seems that the Gemara learned that Minyan is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to daven with a Minyan. For that, you can even be Madcha Loisa say, to be Mekayim this Mitzvah Derabim, which is interesting because again, it could be this whole Mitzvah Derabim, which is tefillah is only drabanan, and yet would be a matzah. Let's just say for that. The Rosh over there stresses the point that the reason why would be a matzah, this let's just say, is because it's a mitzvah derabim, which is alim, which is very strong. It's a strong mitzvah derabim. So again, the Gemara seems to be referring to davening with a tzibah as a mitzvah, and the Rosh adds that the makar to this is the pasuk of Vinikdashti, which is the Gemara Megillah, that Vinikdashti teaches us that one should daven with a tzibur. The question is it a mitzvah or a chiyuv? And on this, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is yishtadol v'yisamit. A person should put in a tremendous yishtadlus, a tremendous effort in order to be able to daven with a tzibur. And this creates a discussion in the Paiskim of why is the Shulchan Aruch saying yishtadol? They should have said chayev. So the Pashtus would seem that there's no chiyuv And therefore, if I don't daven with a tzibur, I'm not over on any iser. I lost out on a tremendous mitzvah. I lost out on a tremendous ma'ilav, a sratzayim, but I wasn't over on any iser. However, the Torah's Chaim, he goes on to bring rayas against this diuk. He quotes the diuk, and then he's matcha the diuk. It brings rayas that the lashon of the mechabe yishtadol is not going on tefillah b'tzibur. It's going back on the inyan of davening in a beis haknesses. And it's v'dayki from a rabbam also. And similarly, Rav Moshe in Chelik Beis Simchav Zayin, where he's discussing over there was a tshuva written about someone who wanted to daven b'yichidus, because this person felt that if I'm going to daven, if I stay up late learning, this is something a lot of us struggle with. If I stay up late learning, it's going to be hard for me to get up in the morning to daven mitzibur. So what's better, to learn late and not go to sleep earlier, or to go to sleep earlier and on the cheshbon of learning and go to a tziba? Says of Moshe is tshuva. Hine, he says, to daven with 10 people, Hu chiyuv mitzvah al adam. This is a mitzvah which is a chiyuv on the person. V'loy rak hidur maila ba'alma. It's not just a hidur or a maila. It's a chiyuv. And he brings a raya from the Gemara that talks about how far does one have to be matriach himself to find the minyan, which we'll discuss more dinam about than different scenarios that come up. But from the fact that Gemara says one has to be matriach themselves to go a mil or 4 milin in order to find a minyan, you see that it's a chil. And Rav Moshe writes, he says, Al kaponim, since we find that you need to be toreach harbe, muchrochem loyma, we're muchroch to say that's a chiyuv mitzvah la'odam to daven ba'asara. And Rav Moshe writes, ve'ein ledaik meloshin yishtadol la'odam l'spal ba'beis ha'knesses. Don't be medaik from the loshin of yishtadol to say that it's only a maila. No, the gam al chiyuv shaykh loshin zeh. You can use that lashon also for a chiyuv. And then he says, even though from the Gemara and Brachas that we mentioned before, it seems there's just a maila that's eis ratzai, but it brings rayas differently. So Al Kopanim Rav Moshe held that tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv, and the reason he gives for that is because since nowadays we don't have the right kavanis on the level of what they used to have, and our tefillahs are dependent on our kavanis. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, part of our chiv is to do whatever we could to make our tefillahs mekubal. And therefore, if we're missing a kavana, it puts on us a chiv that we have to daven b'tzibur so that our tefillahs will be more mekubal. This is Rav Moshe held. There's another tshuva from Rav Moshe where someone wrote to him that if I daven b'yechidus, I'll be able to be mechaven better. This is a shadow that Taka people are asking. Now people ask me that now that they're davening at home, they seem to have more kavana. So what's going to be afterwards? Can I continue davening at home? So first of all, there's always that nesayin that should remain and hopefully will remain for a long time. But Rav Moshe answered to this question that someone who felt that he davens be yechidus with more kavana says Rav Moshe, "Anochem ani is daiti." What seems to be correct to him is that if you're not having any kavana at all when you're davening b'tzibur, even the minimal kavana, then you're right. You have a hetzer to daven at home. But someone who has kavana, just you want to have more kavana, nope, you have a chiyuv to daven in b'tzibur. And the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Tzadi brings to the Chayodim also very strongly that one who wants his tefillahs to be mekubal, he should daven b'tzibur and look for the tzibur to daven in. So here we have the importance of davening b'tzibur. The Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to learn that this mitzvah of davening b'tzibur is a mitzvah d'rabbani. He calls it a mitzvah d'mi'divrayim. However, he says it's so great that it's as if it's a mitzvah shel Torah because you're being Mekadesh Hashem Barabim. And for that, it's mutter to be Oivon and Mitzvah's Asiyah Torah, to be Meshachra the Eved, in order to be able to daven b'minyan. This brings us to many other nidonim over here, different situations which come up that it may not be easy to get to a minyan, or I have a choice between a minyan and a different mitzvah. What should I pick? The Eishel Avram talks about a mayal. A mayal has a mila and a makim rachak. He has a mila in a far place. He lives in one city, and if he leaves early in the morning to get to the mila, he will miss the minyan where he's from, and he'll also not be able to make it to the minyan where he's going to. So what should he do? Says the Eishel Avram that even though you would think that mila is better, because maybe two the tzibur is a mila, says Eishel Avram, no. Tzibur is his mitzvah. Mila is the chiv of the father. We're not matcha your mitzvah because of the mitzvah of someone else, and you should daven b'tzibur. So again, we see how this plays out. There's a shaila. If let's say a person only has a small amount of time, it's either to daven b'tzibur or to hear kriya satayra. Again, the Mechas Yitzchak writes that tefillah b'tzibur is not just a hiddur, it's a mitzvah and a chiv, and therefore that overrides hearing kriya satayra. So here we have again many different tshuvas which are writing about the Indian of tefillah b'tzibur. What about someone's traveling by plane? So should he work it out? Does he have to pay extra in order to be able to fly in a way that he'll be able to daven b'tzibur? We'll talk about davening b'tzibur on a plane separately, but do I have to change my flights in order to daven b'tzibur? So the Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, in general, it's not right to travel if you know you're going to a place where it's not going to be a minyan, unless there's a real reason for it. You're going for health reasons, you're going for panasa reasons, going for a mitzvah. You shouldn't be mevatel tefillah b'tzibur for no reason. This brings us to another question of going on vacation. The Sheva Levi talks about it. There's a very interesting article from Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg, a son-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman, who he writes that his father-in-law, Rav Shlomo Zalman, held that if you're going on vacation, and you know you're going to a place where there's no minyan, and you're not going to be able to get to a minyan, so a person has to be honest with himself. How important is it for me to go to this place for vacation? Is this place that I'm planning on going to, there's something there special, something there where for me it would be better if I'm there? Or no, A and B are equal in my vacation. And I could go to A and I could go to B. B has a minyan, A doesn't have a minyan, so you should go to B. But again, a person should make that cheshbon. He should think about it. Does he need to go there or not, when he'll be missing a minyan? So this is again the different discussions which different paiskim have. But what's interesting about this question that I just mentioned is that really it's a very general question. It comes up in many areas of halacha. If I am now in one situation, can I put myself into another situation where I know that the second situation is going to be I'm going to be oinus? Right now I'm in a place where I have minyanim. I'm going to a place where I'm going to be oinus and I'm not going to have a minyan or whatever the other mitzvah is. Can I put myself in that? Right now I have no chiv. I daven shachris. It's not the time for mincha yet. I'm getting on the plane and I'm flying out to some place where there's no minyan. When I get there, I'll be oinus. Can I do that to myself or not? This is what Rav Zalman Nechem is discussing over there. And again, this comes up in many other places in halacha, this nidun, and that's what Rav Zalman Nechem is saying, that A person has to be honest with himself. If he needs to go there for whatever reason, there's a reason why this place is better for his vacation than the other place, then okay. But if he could go to one or two places equally or more or less the same, there's no real reason he has to go to this other place. So then, preferably, he should go to the place with a minion because of the Indian of a minion. The shaila sometimes comes up is, if let's say I have a choice between tefillah b'tzibah or kaddish and kedusha, I could chap shmonesri to daven shmonesri with the tzibah, or I could just listen to the kaddish and kedusha. So this is a shulchan aruch and siman kuf tes. Where over there it's mashma that Kedusha is greater. But that leads us to a different question of, is one allowed to start a Shemon Esrei knowing that he's a Miss Kedusha or not? I think I'm going to stop over here. I will stop over here. And Mir Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss more scenarios that come up about Tefillah B'Tzibah and then move on to the next set of halachas.